This podcast is brought to you by Payset, a culture catalyst. We are the set of shared attitudes, values, goals, and practices that categorizes prosperity for all people. Our mission is to empower individuals to engage unity. You are now locked in to Temple with Chris Thomas. We discuss everything self-development for the purpose of creating momentum in a person's life. I'm your host, Chris Thomas. I'm just a small town kid with larger than life aspirations. I live by this quote by Dr. Cornel West. He says, "The condition of truth is to allow suffering to speak." I have always been drawn to listen to people without power and those who have not been in position to shape, create, or produce the conditions of their experience. I understand firsthand how it feels to be an underdog, always having to go the extra mile, putting in additional work just to achieve a goal. My life tells a story of an overcomer. The abandonment, the devaluation, the not given many opportunities gave me the ammunition to stand up for myself and create my own path. So as an ambitious leader, serial entrepreneur, minister, and educator, with over two decades of experience in creating and developing sustainable environments for myself and others, I strive to uplift people of all walks of life through practical opportunities and insightful strategies for the purpose of lifestyle enrichment. This podcast serves as an offering to people in search of clear, concise, and transparent information for a better tomorrow. Dictate tempo. Tempo Tip was designed with you in mind. Short, straight to the point insights to assist you in the direction of dictating tempo. Today's tempo tip is be more, right? Can we be honest just for a moment, right? We don't have it all together. We don't have all the answers, right? Some of us have experience. Some of us have knowledge, but who has the execution to accomplish or overcome what's before us? That is what separates us. Be more. Point number one, to be more, we must take into account who we are and what we are. To answer this question, we must dig deeper, right? Rather than just on a surface level. The position you hold at your job, the clothes that you wear, the car that you drive, are not who you are or what you are. It is simply an expression of your desires, right? Point number two, to be more, we must lead with questions, not answers. How do we figure out the challenges or concerns of life if we assume that the answers are hidden from us rather than in plain sight? If that is the case, we will continue to make drastic mistakes, right? We all can learn from the historical references that we can learn from. So as sons, we must examine the lives of our grandfathers, of our fathers, of our uncles. And for daughters, it is mothers, grandmothers, and also aunts, right? Point number three, to be more, we must acknowledge the things we don't know in order to maximize, right, on the things that we are capable of doing, right? Stop for a moment and think, right? Back on how far you have come. It's not by chance. It's not by happenstance. It is simply a collection of people or a collection of moments that cultivated a new perspective, right? It is the collection of people or the collection of moments that inspired you and pushed you forward. None of us, right, will get to new levels in life without those changing or dynamic moments, right? None of us will ever get to new levels if we don't have those catalysts of change. Point number four, to be more, we must realize that prosperity depends on the quality of our ears, not what we know. To live a fulfilled life, to live a life full of influence, full of impact, we must realize that prosperity depends on the quality of our ear, point number five comes from Proverbs 16, verse 18 through 19. 18 says, pride goes before destruction and haughtiness before a fall. 19 says, it's better to live humbly with the poor than to share plunder with the proud. My focus here is verse 19. It's better to live humbly with the poor than to share plunder with the proud. Poor in this verse is not a reflection of being less than. It is simply a posture of not being solely confident in personal ability. However, knowing that my life and my achievements are based upon divine intervention, which leads a person to become more than they were before, right? Being more to enhance environments, being more to support others, right? Without reward. Being more to communicate effectively concerning emotions. Being more to lead with compassion. Being more to reside in a place of vital pursuits, not static actions. Being more to be accountable to our responsibilities. So no, we don't have it all together. Some of us have experience. Some of us have knowledge, but who has the execution to accomplish and overcome what's before us? This is what separates us. Be more. I want to thank you for listening. I am looking forward to you subscribing to this podcast, writing a review, and also sharing this podcast. And most importantly, please rate this podcast. Follow Tempo with Chris on social media platforms at Tempo with Chris. And make sure to visit payset.org. Until next week, create momentum, then dictate tempo.